Welcome to a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. Right now, get 57% off labor or 48 months 0% interest. Call Atlas Home Improvement today at 810-201-4337 or visit atlashomeimprovement.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Education Hour, the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Atlas Home Improvement, a very educational hour coming up for our
listeners. Looking forward to talking to the owner, Darian Bobby, and of course, one of the guys that I guess on a daily basis has to do a lot of the actual work there, Philip Gross. So we're looking forward to that.
Phil's going to come in just a little while and talk about some remarkable charity work Atlas Home Improvement does. We've been so thrilled to be a small part of it before, and we're going to be a small part of it again. We're going to talk about that in the meantime. We're going to go over a fall home maintenance list with the man Darian Bobby in the next segment of the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement, a trusted team partner with the guys for several years. We're going to talk to Darian Bobby and Phil Gross. Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Great to see you guys again, and thanks for having us.
Well, we're blessed to have you guys as a referral to our listeners. And boy, there's nothing, Ken, like being able to refer a company you trust, is there?
Oh, a company we trust and companies that I don't think to this point we've ever had a negative feedback about. All positive.
All positive.
You guys have been taking great care of our listeners for years now. We greatly appreciate that. You make our life easier when you do that. So what we want the listeners to do is stick around, because we're going to talk about how to keep your house safe going into the winter. And Chuck and I always talk about the two most important parts of your house is the roof and the foundation. And something that Atlas Home Improvement is an expert in is kind of protecting the foundation, but it has to do with the roofing system. Can you explain that, please, Darian?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you used the word system, because I believe very strongly in something called a water management system. And I tell my homeowners that that consists of your roof and your gutters. And, you know, what's the purpose of your roof and what's the purpose of your gutters, and, you know, educate people along those lines. And I feel very strongly that your number one place to start, obviously, is your roof, because if there's, you know, a leak or there's a problem in your roof and you know you have water coming into your house, you know, how long would it take you to pick up the phone to get somebody out to fix that? And most people who have gone through something like that, it's like immediately, like yesterday, like, you got water coming into your attic, it's going to cause all kinds of problems. Oh. But then I'll say, let's say you had a similar problem with your gutters and you had water issues with your gutters. People don't have quite the same anxiety. So, you know, your gutters are essentially your outdoor plumbing and are handling more water, you know, than your indoor plumbing. And so if water is not going where we want it to go, it's going to cause problems for your home. So, yes, your water management system is your roof and your gutters. And we just have a little quick fall checklist, specifically pertaining to, you know, the gutters that people need to be paying attention to.
You know, I want to mention something, because off the air we were talking about insurance, and if people think they have a leak or they look up and they see a stain, you leaving that alone, it is your responsibility to immediately, according to your homeowner's insurance, to try to mitigate that leak. And if people just look at something and go, it'll go away, not only will it not go away, there's a very good chance that insurance is not going to cover.
You know, something else that's interesting, since we're talking about it, because I used to, you know, be in the roofing business big at one point. I know a lot about roofing. I did a lot of roofing inspections. I did a lot of attic inspections. When you're sitting in somebody's home and you're sitting in the kitchen and you're talking about that leak that appeared in the kitchen, you know, most homeowners think that that just happened like that last couple of rains.
Right.
And I say, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, when do you think that leak started? You know, you called me a couple days ago. That leak probably started a couple years ago. You know, and it's taken a long time. It was a slow, small leak, and now it's got to the point where it's all the way down into your kitchen. So there's generally a bigger problem.
Absolutely.
When you come up and do the attic inspection. Have you found that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just grinning ear to ear because it's so accurate what you're saying.
And people need to understand if they have plugged gutters, plugged downspouts, improperly pitched gutters, that water in a lot of times can actually flow back into the house.
Right.
And that's why this is so important, because then it flows back, it freezes and causes more problems because we do live in Michigan.
So let's just do a couple of quick, checks. So, first of all, one of the hardest things for people to do that I've always recommended, and no one likes to do it, when you have that heavy torrential downpour, be brave, put on the rain slicker or get the umbrella.
Play with your kids out in the rain.
Walk around your home and just take a look at what's going on with that water coming down your roof lines. Nobody checks it out when they need to.
You're right.
Because when it's raining, where do you go? In the house, right? Yeah.
My kids have always made fun of me because I do that.
Me too.
And I tell them, people drive hours to find clear water and get wet. Walk out the door during the rain.
As long as it's not thunderstorming. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. It's one of the joys of life.
So it's always best to look at things, while it's raining. But, if you're not that brave, at least after it rains, go out and just check your gutters. Ensure the water is draining properly, not forming pools or, leaking at the corners or overspilling in areas. You can look at your landscaping, you can see where water has overflowed. Obviously you could potentially even have, water in the basement challenges. So that's another good place to go down and check and look for, moisture on the walls and that cracks in the walls and all that type of thing. So that's a good first step. You also want to make sure you're removing leaves and other debris from your gutters, to make sure that they're flowing properly. It's funny, guys, our crews that are out in the field, they send in pictures daily of the jobs they're doing just to keep us knowing how they're working. And I just had one of my guys send in a picture. We were doing gutters only. Sometimes we do just gutters only, not always the gutter helmet system. And the gutters looked beautiful. But on day two of the gutter installation, they were completely filled up.
And this is a brand new install.
We just go out, take off the old gutters, put in brand new gutters. They look great. It was a big house, got half of the house done. And he takes this beautiful picture, and it's filled with leaves the next day. So just is a good reminder of if you have gutters that are clogging with leaves, it's not once or twice a year they need to be cleaned. It's constantly.
Well, another thing that I notice is people that say, I don't have any trees over my house, I'll need to worry about it. Over time, those granulars from the shingles over the years continue to fall into those gutters, and they start weighing a lot, especially when they get wet. So, and they start to move the gutter. You mentioned go out to the gutter. Take a look at your gutter and make sure that gutter is pitched properly is also very important, right?
Most gutters start out, let's say they were pitched properly from day one, which is not a guarantee. Okay, a lot of companies are just throwing those gutters up. But let's pretend that the installers did a great job and they had a level on it and it's perfectly pitched. You go through a couple of Michigan winters with that expansion and that contraction, and I would tell you that most gutters today, if I just randomly went into a neighborhood, the chances of that home's gutters being pitched properly is very low.
And one of the worst things you can do for your home's foundation is have improper gutters or a water system. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about a charity that your own charity that you guys do. It's phenomenal. We love just being a part of it. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by Atlas Home Improvement. Right now, get 57% off labor or 48 months 0% interest. Call Atlas Home Improvement today at 810-201-4337 or visit atlashomeimprovement.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by none other than Atlas Home Improvement. Darian, I got to take you back a couple of steps because you started a great story about the second day of a new gutter install. The gutters were full of leaves. So what did you do with the homeowner in that situation? I would want to hear about that if I owned that house.
Yeah, and the crew leader did, and he brought it to their attention, and they were shocked, you know, that it had happened so quickly. just that time of the year, you know, leaves are coming down, and, you know, of course, he's trained to recommend, hey, would you consider putting gutter helmet on that system? And the advantage to the homeowner is when gutter helmet gets installed over new gutters, instead of having just a reasonable 5-year guarantee is what we give on our open gutters, we call them, we now extend that to a lifetime guarantee, and it transfers to a new homeowner.
Wow.
So it's a huge selling feature for the home.
Yeah.
Before we get to the winter, how do you think about putting maybe that gutter helmet on top of that gutters, and now that customer is going to have us price that out? So that's our, you know, our premium package is gutter helmet over top of new gutters, and we give a lifetime guarantee on the entire system. Again, transfers to a new homeowner. It's a really powerful warranty.
Awesome. That's been a no reason not to do it.
Yeah.
Protect your home.
Absolutely.
Phil Gross. I think it had to be about a year and a half ago now. I met you guys in Oak Park, and we met a gentleman named Lamar Harrington, if I remember. I can't believe I remember that, but we met Lamar Harrington, and Lamar was a veteran, and you guys did something very, very special for him, and I just to be there was phenomenal for me. Talk about that for a quick second, and talk about what you're doing next.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you again for having us today. Lamar's memorable. I'm not shocked that you remember him.
Yeah.
When you listen to his story and learn about him, and the fact that one of the coolest things that I've done in my career is actually to be able to help someone like that. You know, he lost his legs in the war. We were able to help him with a brand new bathroom that fit what he needed. And it was really, really cool.
For no cost to him.
None at all. And what's really exciting is we're doing it again this year for 2022-2023. We just finished the nomination period to where we had over 100 plus veterans this year actually get nominated by folks that are out there. Four times the amount of people that we can potentially help were nominated during the contest that just ended on Veterans Day earlier this week. Stay tuned for what's next as we go through and vet each of these folks, and couldn't be more excited about, you know, changing someone's life and helping them, to thank them for the service that they did, not only for myself, my family, but for all of us and for our country.
So what would you anticipate potentially doing for some of these qualified veterans?
You know, it's a great question. It comes down to the story and what they need. We will do our best within the scope of work that we do to provide them with comfort that they didn't have, whether it's a walk-in shower or a walk-in tub for those aches and pains. I mean, I always complain about how sore I am after a golf or run or do anything like that. It's not even remotely near what some of these gentlemen and other ladies, as they say, have gone through. And we're going to customize it as best we can to what their needs are. And it really comes down to exactly what's needed, similar to what we do with our customers. I mean, we don't know what we're going to do for a customer. We have a general idea, but lock it into exactly what they need, whether it's, you know, the handrail in the correct place or a walk-in tub or a walk-in shower. It's going to be 100% customized to what they need.
You know, and you guys have been promoting. I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it on social media. And the other day I was looking at it. If you follow Atlas Home Improvement on social media, and someone asked you, is this for real or is this just another marketing strategy? And I was happy to go, this is 100% for real, 100% out of the goodness of their heart. I've seen it. It is awesome.
You know, it's funny. I was just telling Phil this in a different meeting earlier this week. We have the hardest time giving away free stuff. You know, so we used to do a sweepstakes years ago, and it would take a long time. We'd had a big production. We would draw a name, and we would contact them. And to convince somebody that they actually won something and that we were going to come out at no charge just to help somebody because we felt good about doing it. It's like,
and you didn't need a credit card, their credit card number to give them something.
Yeah, nobody believed it. And it was just the hardest thing. We had to have 2 and 3 and 4 backup entries because people wouldn't return your calls. And it's sad.
Yeah.
That that we live in a time where people are so mistrustful.
I think that's one of the reasons that, in all honesty, Ken and I are so thrilled to have companies like Atlas Home Improvement. And we keep using the word trust. We don't throw that out there without some serious punch behind it.
Absolutely. That's the whole reason we started the show 15 years ago, was to bring more trust to the housing industry, not just in Southeast Michigan, but everywhere we can reach. And that's why we have team partners like you guys. And when you do this stuff out of the goodness of your heart, it's a win-win for everybody, especially going into the holiday season.
Well, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Listen, Lamar was a very deserving man. He's an awesome guy, and he deserved that bathroom. And it, you know, it's life-changing for them, and I'm happy for them. But I think our company actually got a lot more out of it. You know, just our employees get really excited about this stuff. And, you know, it's not just a slogan. Like, we actually are saving lives here, and we're helping people. And they get a lot out of that. My own employees really, it was surprising to me how important it was for them to do something so good. So it's like, I think about it, like, who actually won, us or Lamar?
Yeah.
You know, and you talk about your employees, guys, because we're always with you at the home shows, in the Novi home shows. You guys are right around. And I think last time Sarah and Nicole were on with us, and we said to them how much you guys love working for Atlas. And they both got giant smiles on their face. Yes. And you could tell how much they love being in. The word family was thrown around, and we really feel that when we come in here. We really do. And for people who may want to, are interested in, Phil, and become part of this family, part of the Atlas team. You want to talk about that for a second, please?
Yeah, absolutely. We are always looking for quality folks. Number one thing that we look for is attitude. Going into the holiday season, we're actively looking for carpenters to bring on for our bath division. This spring, we'll be looking for not only salespeople to bring on as we ratchet up for the spring, summer, and fall season, but also event marketers, as we call them, brand ambassadors that work in our big box store partnerships or at the home show that you've seen, or even gutter guys down the road this spring. We can't wait to talk to those guys. For now, we have absolute need for quality fabricators, as we call them, or carpenters, to help build beautiful bathrooms, beautiful kitchens for folks. What's great about Atlas when it comes to coming to work here is the fact that you can have a career in the trades and have a full benefit package and make a living doing this. You're not going paycheck to paycheck.
Not looking for the next job.
See, and that was in our industry for so many years, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. That was it. The guys that came in, they'd come in for a couple days, they'd like it, not like it, 1099. You guys, you said you used the word career. When you mean career, you mean a lifetime career. You don't want a guy to come in for a year or two. You don't want to, you want guys who commit the Atlas way.
100%. We're different in the sense that we don't use subcontractors. So every person who comes in, goes through a background check, is a W-2 employee. So that's the first difference, is they're actual employees of us. They actually report to Darian and the management team, to Doc and Darian and the management team. And what's important about that is quality control, but it also builds out the chance for that person to, they're not worried about where the next job's coming from. Or if there's a downturn in the economy or whatever's going on in the world, we're lucky in the sense that we've built out a system such that we have consistent work. And that's a blessing.
You train specialists, don't you?
100%. They're factories on the fabrication side with our bath team. They are factory trained, very rigorous details that have to be hit, skill sets that have to be hit before they ever step foot in someone's home. We don't just hire people and hope and pray it's going to work. They go through a training process to check their skill, to become certified to be in our customers' homes.
And just like a golf teacher, a lot of times you'd rather teach someone that from the beginning and not let them learn a lot of the bad skills they've had over the years.
Not have to retrain.
Exactly.
So can I throw a quick shout out?
Sure.
We just had 3 brand new transit vans delivered that we do not have currently filled with crew leaders.
There you go.
So this is a great time right now to come on board with us. And if you're, you know, one of the quality finished carpenter type mindsets in the industry, you know, you're going to get a brand new transit van with your tools and you're going to look great with our logos all over it. And we can't wait to get you out there installing bathrooms.
Male or female, Darian?
Absolutely.
But the first thing Phil said was the main thing you're looking for is good attitude. Hey, stick around more with Atlas Home Improvement with the Inside Outside guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys and Atlas Home Improvement. Darian Bobby, one of the owners, has graciously decided to spend some time with us, and we love it because if it comes from Darian, you can bet that it's true. Is that fair?
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in, and whenever I get to meet with you guys, I don't have to do all that work, so it's like a nice break.
That's awesome. Hey, we just spent some time talking to Phil about the awesome giveaway and the free bathroom you're going to be giving to a veteran out there. So let's start talking about the ones you charge for, okay? Let's talk about what makes Atlas unique, because you do something that not a lot of companies do when it comes taking care of specific people. Is that fair to say?
Well, we were kind of talking about it earlier. We sort of sometimes go into a job having an idea what somebody's interested in, but we have what we call a needs assessment, and we train our, you know, sales professionals, instead of going in and trying to sell somebody something, let's ask questions and listen and find out what, you know, was really best for them. And so, you know, we're talking about this little checklist we have on our website that it's like, you know, five things that tell you it's time for a bath remodel. And, you know, one of them is like along these lines that the bathroom no longer fits their needs. So I think a lot of bathtubs in homes with people who have always had a bathtub, and so they're used to having a bathtub in the home. But then I'll ask questions like, you know, how often do you take a bath?
Right.
Well, not really ever. Well, when was the last time that you, you know, just kind of closed your eyes and relaxed and you had the candles going and you were sitting in the bathtub soaking in a bath? Well, it's been 5 years. Then why do you want a bathtub? I always tell my clients, don't just design a bathroom for today, but what about 5 or 10 years down the road? Because if you're planning on staying in this home, guess what? It's going to start to get difficult to get in and out of that bathtub.
For so long, when homes were built, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it was a small bathroom with a toilet, a sink, and a bathtub with a shower inside of the shower. And as time went on, new houses started getting built. Wow, you can have just a shower. You can have just a jacuzzi tub.
Right.
You know, there are so many more options now, and you making people aware of those options is basically job one, correct?
Yeah, we just want people to do what's best for them long term. We want them to be happy. And I've had a lot of people who had their mindset on one thing, and then we just ask a few questions, and we say, have you considered, show them a few pictures, and, you know, people didn't realize it was even possible. You know, you're saying you could do that in my bathroom. So we got to have a good fit between what's best for the homeowner and what's possible to build, you know, in the home.
Darian, do you find that they're eager or reluctant to discuss the safety issues of converting from a tub to a walk-in shower or roll-in shower?
I feel people are very open to it.
Good.
You know, because they kind of know the statistics. So it's, you know, I got a statistic. My wife is an occupational therapist, and she got a statistic stuck in my head a few years ago. 45% of serious injuries in the home, almost half, occur, guess where?
Stairs.
Well, stairs is the next one.
Okay.
But bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
So 45, and think about a bathroom. It's a tight space, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
It's slippery floors. And if you have a fall, everything's a hard surface.
Yes.
So it's a terrible place to fall. Yeah. And yet that's where a lot of people fall. So, you know, I might do something out in the field as simple as saying, you know, show me how you would typically get into the bathtub.
Good. Good.
And you can tell within 30 seconds that it's not a safe or proper way to be getting in and out of the bathtub. There's
a lot of
place to hold on to.
Get in and can't get out.
Absolutely.
And Chuck, you mentioned a roll-in shower or a zero-entry shower. People who are going into those showers need stuff to hold on to. You know, need more grab bars or more way to get up if they can even get out of a shower. So many people right now are going, what are zero-entry showers? What are roll-in showers? They have no idea. Can you explain what those are for people, please?
The roll-in showers?
Yes.
So, you know, we can put a very, very low threshold. There's even thresholds that are like a rubber threshold that's collapsible. And you can basically just roll directly in there if you happen to be in that, you know, state. Or very, very low step, you know, to get into.
With a walker even?
A walker, absolutely. I mean, we have situations people can, you know, transfer from a wheelchair directly onto a bench seat with a transfer board. So we have some really cool, you know, ideas that are possible. But when you talk to somebody about aging in place, but doing it in a aesthetic way that looks nice and doesn't look like a hospital.
That's important.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yes.
You know, so like, I'll just give you like, as an example, and I'm maybe showing my age, but when I was having my first kid, many, many years ago, geez, what, I have a 14-year-old now. I have a high schooler. Can you
believe
that?
You are an old man. I say that because my oldest is 32. Yours is
34.
Right. Happens quick.
Yes, it does.
But I remember when my wife was first pregnant, we just happened to be remodeling our basement bathroom, and we were just talking about colors and styles and what we might do. And we're in our, you know, very, very early 30s.
Was she an OT at that point?
She was. And so she knows, but at the same time, when you're in your 20s and early 30s, it's like you kind of, well, we don't need that stuff yet. And so I said, hey, listen, I want to put a safety bar in here, and we can design the safety bar to look, you know, it's technically a grab bar, but we're going to make it like a towel bar set up. So it's a functional towel bar, but if you happen to use it, you know, it's a grab bar and you can hold on to it. And we were sort of arguing back and forth about this. Anyways, the next day, my wife says to me, you know what? I think you were right about that grab bar. Let's go ahead and put that in. And I could tell by the way she said it that something happened. And she was pregnant. Like,
wow.
7 months pregnant.
I was surprised that you were the advocate and she was fighting it at that time.
Yeah.
It's an interesting,
but, you know, I did it for a living and I understood the benefit of it. I was trying to sell it to her just because I thought it would be smart. We could make it look nice. She was against it. The next day she's interested in it.
Yeah.
I said, what happened? And she said, well, I stepped into the bathtub at that time. And she's like, I lost my balance for an instant. She said, I thought I was going to slip and go down. You know, and she's pregnant.
Right.
So all of a sudden she says, that would be a great idea, you know, to go ahead and put that grab bar in there. You know, what colors do they come in and how nice, you know, can we make it look? And so just to show you, if that can happen to somebody in their late 20s, early 30s, it can certainly happen to somebody who's 50s and 60s.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that. When one of your people go to a home and they notice that they're Chuck's age, how do they
near death?
How do they broach that subject? Are you guys, do you plan on being here for the rest of your lives? They say yes. Is that when they say, look, now's a great time to implement some of these into your design?
It's more like if you understand that they're going to stay, number one,
right,
and they're not doing it for resale value right now. It depends on their situation. You know, have you considered, you know, can you see yourself in 5 years? Can you see yourself in 10 years? Here's what a lot of people are doing. Here's some examples. And once they feel good about it, that, hey, a lot of people are doing this, this makes sense, this is a smart thing to do for my own safety, I think they really buy into it. One of the things, you know, if we just have a minute, I'll mention, it's interesting. I've heard over the years, many clients very trepidatious about getting rid of their bathtub. Yes. Because they'll say, well, we don't technically take baths, but I know it's going to be important for resale value. There's like this old, it's almost like a real estate axiom that you have to have a bathtub.
Like converting one of the empty bedrooms into a master bath on the main floor.
Right. But yeah, you got to have a bathtub in the home. And so, first of all, I don't believe that's the case. We're seeing as much as 70 to 75% of people who are putting in showers. It's like people just do not have the time to sit and take a bath like the old days. And don't get me wrong, there are some people who love that and that's what they want to do. And we support that and we will absolutely install a bathtub.
You got options. You got a lot of options.
New home builders will tell you that's true. In the master suite, there is no bathtub.
Right.
But they'll have a second bathroom with a tub somewhere just to assuage that concern.
But think about it like this. Let's pretend 10 years down the road, it's time to sell. If that homeowner who's coming in doesn't like bathtubs and would prefer to have a shower, how is it a selling feature to have a bathtub in the home?
It's a negative.
Yeah.
It's a negative.
Absolutely.
So it's actually a selling feature to have a walk-in safe shower in your home.
Walk-in safe shower. That's the key.
The safe word is critical.
Right. Let's go to break. And a lot of the stuff we've been talking about with bathrooms, you can incorporate into kitchens. You help people who are who variously disabled, but you also just remodel kitchens, and they are absolutely beautiful. A lot of people can see it at your website at atlashomeimprovement.com. Hey, stay tuned for more with Atlas Home Improvement right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by Atlas Home Improvement. Right now, get 57% off labor or 48 months 0% interest. Call Atlas Home Improvement today at 810-201-4337 or visit atlashomeimprovement.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys with Darian Bobby of Atlas Home Improvement. Darian, survey from 23 years ago, National Survey, Fixing to Stay 2000. We learned that most people of my generation, the baby boomers, want to stay in their home. And Atlas Home Improvement has a lot of different ways that they can help people do that, right? Safely? Right.
Absolutely.
So kitchens. Ken mentioned kitchens. You guys do kitchens at all?
Well, one or two.
Thanks for asking.
He rolled his eyes, folks.
You know, it's funny. We actually kind of got into the kitchen business by accident. We had a professional consultant come in and just take a look at our business and give us, you know, some suggestions on things we could tweak and make even better. And that was one of the things that popped up is, you know, you guys are so successful in the bath remodeling business. You're remodeling, you know, 100 plus bathrooms a month. You know, you've got all these crews, you've got all these happy customers, you got all these great reviews on
that's
Google.
Tough to do. Yeah, that's a high fit finish room. Sorry. You know, that's got to be done well and right.
Well, we had to do one at a time before we got to, you know, earn the right to sell and install as many as we do. But, you know, this consultant said these homes are all of a certain age. And they either have another bathroom that needs remodeled or more likely they also have a kitchen. So why don't you consider, you know, finding a high quality product and then going back to your existing customers and offering a nice special to a previous customer, you know, just to take care of their needs in their kitchen. And so we didn't have a big advertising plan. We didn't have a marketing budget. You know, to be candid with you, the way we started was just a handful of people in my call center calling existing customers, checking in. Hey, we did a bathroom for you in 2017. We just want to check in with you and see how that's looking. How's it working? Oh, it works great. They're happy with it. And, you know, just brings up the opportunity to let you know that we have a beautiful bathroom, but we also have a beautiful kitchen. And would you be open-minded to having us come in and give you a transformation of this kitchen in just a few days, you know, just kind of like we did for the bathrooms, but now for the kitchens. And that was very successful. And people were very happy to hire us again. And so that's kind of how it started.
And you said just in a few days, so people don't have to worry about a lot of, we hear about this all the time. Guys come in, of course, and they get a check. They do the cabinets and don't show up for 3 or 4 days. And then they come back and they do a floor and they don't show up for a couple of days. Your whole business model is to get in, take care of the customer, make them happy, and disrupt their life as little as possible, correct?
That's sort of our goal.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, some of these kitchen projects we're doing are 3-4 days. You know, we set up, sort of specialize maybe in this kitchen cabinet restyling. It's, I want to say, a step up from a refacing in which, you know, the cabinets themselves, if they're in decent enough shape, we can, you know, leave them in place and we just replace the drawer fronts and the doors and we have a nice soft closed drawer and new hardware. And, you know, kind of snap your fingers and 3 days later, it looks like a brand new kitchen. So that's kind of how we started. And I have to admit, you know, kind of begrudgingly that when you have very, very happy customers, they sort of draw you into larger projects.
Ah, isn't that the truth?
So well, you say 3 days, people understand to be that good, to do that in 3 days, there's a lot of front end work that the client never sees.
Correct.
Before you get to that point.
Correct. Yeah. There's a lot of, and I'm glad you say that because the back end of a company is sometimes what makes or breaks the company.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
You know, you can have a great installer.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't have the support systems behind the scenes and the organization and the communication, you know, I'll be candid. We had communication issues for a long time in my company, and we acknowledged it. And we worked at it, and we were just talking about earlier all these tremendous females that work at Atlas that keep everybody, the department moms who keep everybody organized. And so,
good for you for recognizing that. That's true. Awesome.
That's and phenomenal. Talking about it, because that is the issue with the companies that fail that we hear complaints about.
You're so right.
They don't call, they don't write. I mean, we say it jokingly, but it's a very serious issue.
Even nowadays with everyone being so busy, you know, you place an order for a product and then somebody can't come out for 2, 3, 4 months. Some homeowners are okay with that if you're touching base with them and you're communicating and you're saying, hey, listen, we haven't forgot about you. You know, we haven't run off with your money. You know, we're waiting for, you know, your installation date to get there. But I find it too many companies don't communicate.
You're right.
Well, a lot of companies do overpromise and underdeliver, and that's not what you do here at Atlas Home Improvement. Let's talk for a quick second about financing. What kind of financing can you offer people?
Well, I'm glad you bring it up. We call them payment plans. You know, no, people love easy payment plans. You know, they hate the finance. So the one that we're promoting this month, and I will admit it is for a limited time, we have this wonderful program that we are running right now. It's not always something that we're able to run, but right now it's available. It's a 60 months interest-free as long as you're making an equal payment. So basically 5 years, no interest. And it's allowing people to do, you know, very nice bathroom and kitchen projects for a very reasonable monthly, you know, cost. We're doing, you know, some people are paying $150, $160 a month interest-free. And these plans are beautiful because there's no prepayment penalty, and you can pay them off anytime you want. So you have it there. Why would you? But if you have it, just in case.
But there's no negative for something like that. If someone has, you name the amount in their bank account that they could pay for this, why wouldn't they get that money for free? That's such a wonderful.
Well, that's what we're finding. We're finding that, you know, quote unquote cash buyers, you know, let's just say a $10,000 project. Rather than part with $10,000, they save the $10,000 for just in case. You just never know what could happen in these trying times.
Today.
And they just do it on an interest-free payment plan. It's very comfortable, and they could pay it off anytime that they want, but most people just, they just write it out and pay the monthly.
And in today's world, they can just have it automatically debited from their account and not think about it. If they had that kind of money in, why wouldn't they do something like that? I'm glad we mentioned financing, because there are people out there, you know, everyone's talking about recession, but here's the issue. There are so many houses out there that aren't getting younger. You know, they're all getting older, and the fact that you can offer people that option, I hope they realize how good a deal that is.
We're doing a, since you mentioned that, it makes me think of a kitchen that we're actually in the middle of remodeling our largest kitchen to date. And it's a 100-year-old farmhouse. And we've done a couple bathrooms for this customer, and now we're doing their kitchen. And it was a complicated kitchen. So it's not one of these easy 2-3 day type situation. And, you know, we decided to take on the project because we love this customer and they, you know, love us, and we have a partnership with them. And it's just going beautifully. And I hope to show you guys the before and after pictures.
Loved. That's another blog topic, because the frame's out of whack after 100 years. The mechanicals are all.
I got my best guy.
And it's a frame.
Hodgepodge.
Does it surprise you if I say my best guy's name's Ken?
Well, it does me.
So he's excited, and he's wrapping that up.
I'm sorry, Derek. You said your clients draw you into larger projects because they love what you do. That's a great compliment to you.
Well, sometimes you have to say no.
Yes, you do.
Good for you.
So as much as we want to help everybody, you know, if we don't think we can do the project the right way, we would rather pass on it.
Good for you.
So we're
hard to do.
It is. And I've had clients, you know, offer before we were ready, offer us very complicated kitchen remodeling projects. And we were new to the kitchens. And I had a good friend of mine we had did a bathroom for. And he says, you know, I want you guys to do the work. And here's my budget. And it was a very, you know, hefty budget. And I had to turn them down. And I hated to do it. But I said, if I can't promise you that I'm going to do a good job for you. We're, you know, I'm not going to lose our friendship over it. So just we turned that one down.
Good for you.
There are so many companies out there that would say, okay, we're about 8 weeks out, take the job and just not care. We hear about that kind of
stuff. Figure it out later.
Yeah, we hear about that
all the time. They bid that way. We got 12 allowance items. We'll figure out how much each is going to cost as we move into the project, you know.
Not a great way of doing business.
No, it's not.
Another thing that I've learned is don't schedule the job until everything is in.
Everything.
You know, like, we're going to schedule this because we think we got something coming in on Monday, you know, and then you start the job and the thing on Monday doesn't come in, you know, the whole thing falls apart. So just little things like that.
And what we hear right now is if part of that job is concrete and you schedule that concrete, good luck getting concrete now because we're having
allocations.
Allocations, right. Absolutely. Yeah. How do people get a hold of Atlas Home Improvement?
You know, probably the easiest is to either go to our website at atlashomeimprovement.com, or they could try our main 800 number, which is 800-378-1924. Our local exchange, 734-449-9480.
I got to mention a couple of the websites where I'm sure they can get to from there, and if I don't, Phil will get angry with us. But atlashomeimprovement.com/5signs bathroom remodel, and the same thing for kitchen remodel. So they can go in there and take a look at and figure out if they have the signs for a new kitchen or a bathroom model on that website,
correct? Absolutely.
And as always, they can find you at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Darian, Bobby, thank you so much for sitting with us today, and make sure you tell Doc we said hello.
We love the partnership, guys. You're doing a great job for us. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Same very much. Hey, this has been the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour featuring Atlas Home Improvement.